Driving in the metro area can be stressful. Worried about getting in a car wreck.
The traffic perimeter is backed up for miles.
Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm take away some of your stress in the event you're injured on the road. When a car wreck knocks you off course, Johnson & Alday will get you back on track. Trust the team with more than 40 years of experience. Let Johnson & Alday Law Firm help clean up the mess after any accident. Call for a free personal injury or workers' compensation case evaluation today. 678-785-9595. Or find them online at johnsonallday.com.
Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal's Cobb Football Friday podcast. Cobb County is home to some of the best high school football action in the country. And each week, we will break down the biggest stories in and around the county with our resident high school football guru, John Bednarowski. And now, with his co-host, Darren Sutherland, it's Marietta Daily Journal sports editor, John Bednarowski.
Welcome into the Cobb Football Friday podcast. This is the playoffs week four edition, which means we've hit the state semifinals.
John, did you think we'd be here, in all honesty? I mean, we're here with one team in Cobb County right now, the Walton Raiders. We thought we would be here potentially with North Cobb, McEachern, Pebble Brook. I don't think either one of us thought in week four, or even after the Marietta game, we'd be here in this week talking about Walton.
Yeah, it's the, you know, I think you're right about North Cobb. I think that was the one that we all kind of settled on as the best chance for the county to win a state championship this year. And, you know, Marietta went to Walton, went to Raider Valley, and beat them 42-14 the last week of the regular season. So Walton ended up going, being down at 3 seed, and they've turned into road warriors all of a sudden because they've gone through Moultrie and beat Colquitt. They went to Archer and knocked them off this past week. They go to Brookwood and drop half a hundred on them.
I mean, they dismantled a Brookwood team that was a number one seeded team coming out of their bracket that had beat a tough North Gwinnett team and beat a Noonan team that wasn't too shabby by 50 points, basically.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so Walton has done something that not a lot of people thought they were going to do.
Well, and I liken that to the fact that a couple of things. I hate to, look at an injury benefiting a team one way or another, but Zach Rossman got banged up early in the Archer game.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremy Hicklinski came in, threw for like 265 yards in Archer. And Rossman played one series against Brookwood. And Hicklinski came back in and threw for, 275 and two touchdowns. And it's the one thing that I've always wondered about Walton going through the regular season. They used the two quarterback system. It just seemed to me like there were times where they couldn't get a quarterback in a rhythm.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been the case the last couple of weeks. It's going to be interesting to see who starts under center this week when they go to Milton. But in addition to Hicklinski, two other guys that of note that have really come on here in the playoffs. One of them's wide receiver Rawson McNeil. He was injured earlier in the year.
The big 6'5 kid.
Yeah, he has really kind of become Hicklinski's favorite target.
Yeah.
And they moved the chains, and he's put up some big numbers. On the other side of the ball, Ashton Woods, sophomore linebacker. He had 16 tackles and a sack, I believe, against Brookwood the other night. The younger brother of Bailey Woods, mm-hmm, from Walton, and the stepbrother of the Blaylock brothers, Dominic and Zach and Darren. So you know that family is pretty athletic.
Yeah.
So he is the next one in line. And those guys have really made this team go, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do against Milton this week.
They play a tough Milton team, folks, that put, almost 40 on a Marietta team, and then they beat a Mill Creek team that dismantled McEachern. So Walton's got all they can handle this week going against Milton before the state finals, but wilder things have happened in Cobb County football. And to see Walton this far, congratulations to the Raiders. and what they're doing. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with some great information on flag football. We'll talk about the Final Four a little bit and get John's predictions on that. Get some college football in there this week on Cobb Football Friday. And we'll talk more about the big story, Walton and Milton, right here on Cobb Football Friday, brought to you by our friends at Otter's Fried Chicken, Pinnacle Orthopedic, Ed Voyles, Oldsmobile. I said that again on purpose just to get you laughing, John. Ed Voyles Automotive, Johnson and Allday. In a wreck, need a check? Call Johnson and Allday. And as always, our friends at Superior Plumbing, right here on Cobb Football Friday.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. With over 30 years of experience and a lifetime of support, residential and commercial. Hey! We do it all. For basement waterproofing and repairs to your foundation. Dial 678-ESOG-9.
It all started with one location on Austell Road in Marietta 18 short years ago. The bakers for Georgia's Best Donuts, Dough in the Box, would arrive and hand-make varieties of donuts the community would instantly love. Now with over 52 varieties, 2 locations in Cobb, and 1 on Fulton Industrial Boulevard, Dough in the Box welcomes you to try Georgia's Best Donuts and start your own family donut tradition. Visit us and see Dough in the Box. You can't eat just one. Open really early, Tuesday through Sunday from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m. Or visit us online at doughinthebox.com. You can't eat just one. Dough in the Box. Your new tradition begins today.
And welcome back to Cobb Football Friday. Darren Sutherland and the co-host here with the host, the czar of the Telestrator. No, the czar of the Cobb Football Friday podcast. John, how long have you been doing? This could be our last episode this year. How many years have you been doing Cobb Football Friday via video, audio, or one way or another?
Well, I have just celebrated my 15th anniversary here with the paper.
Nice.
And, you know, football season starts before my anniversary, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say this has been a full 15 years ever since. When I worked in Gadsden, Alabama.
Bless your heart.
Prior to coming over here, we tried to do a version of Football Friday on a smaller scale over there.
Yeah.
And I really felt like it could work with a few changes and a few new elements, this, that. I kind of brought it with me, and it's I'm happy to say it's kind of become an institution in the county.
No doubt, no doubt. Did a great job. I'm talking about an institution in a county. They're building one. The girls building flag football in McEachern. What about it, John? Defeats Chattahoochee Central Gwinnett on Tuesday. Amber Kirkpatrick throws for 164 yards and 2 touchdowns in a second-round game, and she has 37 touchdown passes this year. Maybe they need to put her on the boys' team and let her throw some touchdown passes to those wide receiver fleets at McEachern.
Well, you know, as much as I like the way that she plays, because she's mobile.
Yeah.
She would be a true dual threat. You know, Bryce Archie and Caleb Webb probably still have an advantage as far as you know, quarterback and receiver, but they're going to play. McEachern's going to play Marietta,
yeah,
tonight,
yeah,
for a spot in the state semifinals. And we're taping this on Thursday,
Yeah.
So that game's at 6:30, and it's going to be interesting. Marietta went over to Mill Creek. Marietta was the 2 seed and beat Woodstock in their first game and then came back. They beat Mill Creek 7-6 in the second round, and the only touchdown was a 79-yard touchdown pass from Claire Hennessy to Kate Gruen. You know, the flag football, the length of the field for flag football, 80 yards.
Nice.
So 79-yard touchdown pass. You know where they were. They were on the one. So that matchup, you know, Marietta McEachern, arch rival. It's down at McEachern. I think that's going to be a heck of a ball game. And we do have the chance of an all Cobb County state championship if this thing keeps going in the right way. Hillgrove won their 2 games to open the playoffs. They beat River Ridge and North Gwinnett. Lauren Render, who, you know, had a huge year last year, keeping it up this year. Big interception against North Gwinnett to set up the game-winning drive, because they beat North Gwinnett 6-0 in that second round. So they're going to host Milton tonight. And, you know, they're on the opposite side of the bracket of McEachern and Marietta. If, you know, we're guaranteed one team in the semifinals, those will be played on Monday at what they call the Home Depot Backyard at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
It's the big grass area just outside the stadium.
Yep.
And then, you know, if you can win there, you get to go to Georgia State Stadium for the state championship games the following week.
Go from the backyard to the patio, so to speak. Hey, Altoona Pope and Osborne fell in the opening round. Good luck to those ladies next year. College football, John, right here in Cobb County. Now, we know that Georgia-Alabama game's the biggest game in the nation, quite frankly. But there's another big game with Kennesaw State when they travel up to East Tennessee State to the second round of the state playoffs. And the winner more than likely is going to play that Southern Illinois versus North Dakota State team. And North Dakota State's generally a pretty big powerhouse in that division.
Well, you know, when you say North Dakota State when it comes to the to FCS, North Dakota State is the equivalent to Alabama.
Yeah.
In FBS.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah. Trey Lance.
Yeah.
A lot of good players coming out of there. I do believe Kennesaw State is going to have a good chance to knock off ETSU. That is, now it's a different stadium.
Yeah.
But Kennesaw State, their inaugural game back in 2015, they went up to Johnson City and beat East Tennessee State 56-17. It's a town where they've got some good memories. At least the guys on the coaching staff and you know, all the players are different.
Yeah,
but you know, you still get good vibes. You talk about Southern Illinois and North Dakota State. Odds are North Dakota State should win that game, especially since they're playing at home. The wrinkle is, if Southern Illinois should happen to upset them, and Kennesaw State would beat ETSU, then it goes back to a bid process to determine who gets the home field in the third round.
Well, John, I'm going to say this about Kennesaw State real quick, and we'll move on. ETSU beat Vanderbilt. I mean, and beat them handedly. I think it was 21. I forget.
It was 23-3.
Yeah, they put it on Vandy, an SEC team. So Kennesaw State's got all they can handle, but I saw Kennesaw State play Georgia Tech, and they did extremely well. So good luck to Coach Bohannon.
ETSU is led by running back Quay Holmes. He's a finalist for the Walter Payton Award, which is the FCS offensive version of the Heisman Trophy.
Nice.
Quay Holmes, graduate of McEachern High School.
That's right.
Over 1,400 yards rushing. So it's going to be a challenge. You know, I think he's 6'2", 220. You can't just bring him down with an arm tackle. You got to really wrap him up, and it's going to be fun to see because you know, KSU's probably playing its best football of the year right now, and obviously ETSU to be a national seed, they're 10-1. They've done everything right, so It's only a four-hour drive. I suggest if you get the chance, you know, if you can't, don't have tickets for downtown, hop on up there. It's going to be some good football.
And casually, we'll throw this out there, not spending a lot of time on it, but Michigan did beat Ohio State last week, so we'll go to the big story because I know John don't want to talk about that.
The big story,
as always, this week in high school football is locally here with Walton and Milton, with the winner. Walton may be the David versus Goliath, not in this Milton game. But either one of these teams could be David against Grayson or Collins Hill on the other side of the bracket, which the winner will face. John, I mean, Jordan McDonald rushes for 200 yards last week plus two touchdowns. They have some great passing. Defensive line, I mean, they're doing great. What do you see? What's your thoughts on this game?
Well, you mentioned McDonald, 1,380-something yards, 22 touchdowns. He's a commit to Central Florida. Going to have to stop the running game, obviously, if you're Walton. The defensive line is where Milton is really kind of making its mark this year. 30 sacks. A.J. Crawford has 12 of them, but the player you got to watch is Levis Overton.
Yeah.
He is a five-star prospect from the class 2023. He's the number three overall prospect in the country. 6'5", 265. He's the son of Kennesaw State Athletic Director Milton Overton.
And this isn't the same team that faced North Cobb on ESPN earlier this year. Overton was injured in that game and didn't even play.
Right.
This is a much more dominant Milton team than what we've seen against North Cobb that Friday night on national TV.
You know, the one thing, and, you know, I may be completely off because I haven't followed Milton, you know, game by game this year. But North Cobb kind of had their way with them.
Yeah.
Milton turned the ball over twice against Marietta in the first quarter of their game. They benefited from three Marietta turnovers in that first quarter. That game could have been a lot closer. Marietta may have had a chance to win. So it seems to me a little bit that Milton may play to the level of its competition. So we shall see, because Walton's playing its best football of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, if Heklinski gets into that rhythm again, you know, McNeil moving the chains, you got the deep threats with Derek, Marcus Allen and Sutton Smith and those guys. It's going to – I'm really looking forward to this game. Plus, it's going to be on Peachtree TV.
Yeah.
So it's an 8 o'clock start as opposed to 7:30 because, you know, TV is a – well, anyway, so
it's a juggernaut.
There you go. So
it's a juggernaut.
Really looking forward to it. I think if Walton plays like it has the first 3 weeks of the playoffs, Walton's going to play for a state championship.
No doubt.
Next week.
No doubt. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and ask John his question, a question about predictions and some other things to close out the show. But as always, want to thank our friends for sponsoring Cobb Football Friday all year long. They've been with us since week one when we were talking about what was going to happen with who and how it was going to happen. Folks like Johnson and Alday Attorneys at Law, Pinnacle Orthopedics, Superior Plumbing, Ed Voiles Automotive, who features all kind of good cars.
But no Oldsmobiles.
No Oldsmobiles. If you had an Oldsmobile, they all got sold during stimulus check time. I promise you like that. If you could have found an Oldsmobile for $1,200, you would have got one. I promise you that. And finally, Otter's Fried Chicken and everything they do for the Cobb Football Friday. We'll be right back to close it out on Cobb Football Friday.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, brought to you by Carmichael Funeral Homes and Cremation Services in Smyrna and Marietta, celebrating memories you'll always cherish.
And welcome back to Cobb Football Friday. Darren Sutherland and my co-host, the sports editor, the czar of Cobb County Football, John Bednarowski. John, this could be our last show if Walton loses to Milton. If they win, we come back with a state championship edition of Cobb Football Friday next week. So I'm just going to put you out there I'm just going to let you make some predictions. Then I want you to explain as briefly as you can what's going on with the GHSA and what's going on with all these fun stuff, you know, with some transfers. We may lose a few listeners, but you hardcore guys are going to want to hear about that because it's some valuable information. All right, John, I'm just going to run down real quick. All righty, and you just got to give me a winner.
All right.
All right. In Class A private, Eagles Landing, Trinity Christian.
Trinity.
Fellowship Christian, Prince Avenue Christian.
Fellowship.
You know, Fellowship's got some Cobb County kids on that team. Mm-hmm. They're located in Roswell, but also I bet Trinity does too. Maybe. No, is that the Trinity down there?
No, Trinity's south.
That's right. They're on the other side. All right, this is the tough one. Class A public. Irwin County, Wilcox County.
It's hard to pick against Irwin County. Although the Benyards aren't there anymore, but, you know, they know how to win.
Dude, I remember going to Wilcox. That is a fun place. Jacob had some fun back in those days. Metter, everything's better in Metter against Brooks County.
You know, I don't know much about either one of those teams, so I'm going to abstain from this one.
Go with Metter. That's where you stop on the way to Savannah, in between Dublin and Savannah. Hey, how about AA, Swainsboro and Fitzgerald? Fitzgerald beat my second favorite team earlier this year. So what you got, Swainsboro?
I like Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald's good.
Mm-hmm.
Ex-Cobb County resident, Jim Puckett, and I've got to send this to Jim. He's the mayor of Fitzgerald, and he's also the guy building the big chicken that's bigger than the Cobb County big chicken that's getting Wall Street Journal. We got to get him the Marietta Daily Journal podcast before long to talk about that chicken. Callaway and Thomasville.
Ooh. I'll tell you what, Callaway is riding some kind of streak right now. I think they can stay hot. I think they'll get it done.
No doubt, no doubt. Let's go to AAA, Cedar Grove, Applin County.
Cedar Grove.
Carver, Atlanta, Pierce County.
Carver, Atlanta.
I think Carver, Atlanta's going to win that whole thing. They're just a tough team.
Yep.
That multiplier's going to hurt them next year, but it's a tough team. Hey, how about in 4A state playoffs? Carver of Columbus. Everybody's got to have a Carver. They got one in Atlanta. They got one in Columbus. They're playing the Bulldogs of Cedartown.
Oh, got to go with Cedartown.
Got to always go with Cedartown. North Oconee, the Bulldogs take on Benedictine.
Ooh, I forgot that game was on the schedule. Benedictine had a huge win last week. Let's go with Benedictine.
I like North Oconee. That North Oconee-Cedartown matchup's going to be a huge game.
Yeah, but Benedictine is finding ways to win. I just feel an upset coming.
Creekside and Warner Robins.
I like Creekside.
Man. Blessed Trinity, the best team money can buy other than Buford, takes on Calhoun. What you got?
Oh, I'm going to go Blessed Trinity.
6A. Great games in 6A this weekend. Decula against Langston Hughes.
Well, I'll tell you what. Decula has really put it together late. They had a rough start to the season. They are rolling right now. You know, because the only team that can figure out how to beat them consistently is Buford, because they're in the same region.
Let me tell you this. If you're a high school football fan, okay, and you're not from Cobb County, but you're around the state and you watch the politics of high school football, this next matchup in the 6A has to just drive some of you crazy with your fingers on a chalkboard, because it's two major city schools who everybody contends that they pull players in from the county to make their teams better. And that's Carrollton, who gets the best players in West Georgia, no matter if they're from Bremen, Villarica, Temple, wherever, versus Buford. And that's all we got to say. You understand the politics of which I'm speaking, John, and we can talk freely because it's not Cobb County teams.
You know, both teams are going to end up in 7A next year, so it's not going to matter. But, as big of a tradition as Carrollton has out there, how do you go against Buford?
Buford, whoop North Cobb. That's all I'll leave it at. And in 7A, Grayson and Collins Hill, the two giants of Gwinnett County football. Collins Hill, the new guys on the court, but Grayson, former state champions. I mean, this is a war of about 15 miles.
You know, they have these things called the Maxwell rankings, and and they'll say, okay, this team has the best chance to win this game, win the state championship. Grayson's last. I mean, they're saying Walton has a better chance, and Milton both have a better chance than Grayson does. Hey, you don't see that very often, but you know, Collins Hill's a juggernaut this year. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, but I don't see Collins Hill getting beat.
Milton and Walton, our hometown game. This is the big one, John. We'll do the drum roll, please. Ba 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 boom.
Well, I think I may have given it away a little bit earlier, but if Walton goes out and plays their best game, Walton's going to play for state championship next week.
That'll be great. I'd love to see Walton. If Walton goes to the state championship as a number three seed, those kids have done something. And let's face it, we both agree. I said this, a month and a half ago. I don't think nobody could beat Collins Hill, no matter who it was, unless just a player had a great game. Hey, it's been a great Cobb Football Friday. This is a bonus segment. It may lose some of you, but I wanted John to explain real quick what's going on with this multiplier, some teams losing, leaving the league, that sort of thing, leaving GHSA. If you want this bonus coverage, listen. If not, we'll talk to you next week when Walton wins. But, John, what do you got?
Well, the GHSA came out with a multiplier, so to help balance the playing field when it came to private schools and city schools playing in the upper classifications this year. So for anybody that lives outside of a particular school's district but attends that school, that one person counts for three. So that's how you end up with Buford and Carrollton and some of those schools moving up to 7A next year. We've had a mass exodus out of Class A private. We've lost 10 schools already. All the Macon schools are gone, and St. Pacelli and a few others.
First Pres.
Yeah. So what they went back, they only had 25 football playing schools and softball playing schools in Class A private, so they couldn't even fill out a playoff bracket. So they're reworking things, and initially in Class A, because they had the public-private split, they weren't going to use the multiplier at all. And that was part of the reason why a bunch of teams left, is because it wasn't being used to, you know, balance everything. So they've come back, they've gone ahead, they've redone the multiplier and over all the Class A schools. And once they did that, you had some Class A schools that are jumping up into Class 3A.
Yeah.
And some others going into Class 2A. So they've had to go back. And now it's all got to be approved by the executive committee for this to happen. But I'm thinking that's more of a formality, because the reclassification committee is already set aside next Wednesday for another appeal process for schools that need to, you know, want to go up, go down, this, that, and the other. What's going to happen to Cobb County is teams like North Cobb Christian, Walker, and Whitfield Academy, because of the multiplier, they're going to jump up into Class 2A. Mount Perrin, now Class A is not going to have the public-private split anymore. What it's going to have is an upper division and a lower division based on size of school. So Mount Perrin will be in the upper division in Class A, and Mount Bethel, which does not have a football team, they'll be in the lower division of Class A. And the upper and lower division, or Division 1, Division 2, as it's called, will each have its own state championship. So we'll still have eight classifications of state championships. Now, with the teams moving up into Class 2A from Class A private, that may actually help in a lot of sports, because you don't have some of the same levels of competition that you have with, you know, just private schools.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. Football wise, maybe not so much, but the other sports, yeah, I think it's going to give a lot of our teams a better chance to win.
If you've followed high school classification over the past 10 years, okay, and you've got to be a hardcore high school football fan to follow this like I have and like you have, John. The Larry Campbell rule, which is what I call this split between private and public single-A school, Larry Campbell, the former head coach at Lincoln County, who was upset when Wesleyan beat what he said was his best team, and he said they did it with all private school kids that come from all over metro Atlanta against Lincoln. It isn't working. Lincoln County still hadn't won a state championship in the past 10 years, so I think it's joke. I liked it better when the privates and the publics were all in the same league. It gave it that Hoosiers feel somewhat. I can remember watching Whitfield go down to Wilcox County, who we talked about earlier, playing a heck of a football game. But let's remember, GHSE, these are kids. Everybody don't need a trophy. Somebody needs to lose, and we've already got seven divisions. We'll leave it at that. John, I hope we're back next week, and we're rooting on the Walton Raiders to possibly face Collins Hill or Grayson.
I hope so, too. And I would like to add one other small thing.
Go ahead.
You know, we do, as part of Cobb Football Friday, we have a You Pick'em contest through the Marietta Daily Journal.
Yes.
And we have the VIPs that pick. And each one of our sponsors has somebody that picks. And they join myself and Ken Rodriguez, the former sports director at Fox 5.
He used to be the co-host of this show, but you know, they didn't want me picking because it'd be an unfair advantage because I'm so knowledgeable.
Well, the final results, because I had a one-game lead on Jay Cunningham going into the last week of the season. Mm-hmm. Son of a gun, he got me. He got me by 2 points.
Congratulations, Superior Plumbing and Jay Cunningham. Hey, it's been a pleasure. Hopefully we'll be back next week. If not, we'll be back next August right here on Cobb Football Friday. For John Bednarowski, I'm Darren Sutherland. Have a great week.
This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. All rights reserved.